Not a casement was unfastened, not a curtain undrawn. Eastward, one window on the upper floor was open, and a girl of 12 or 13 was leaning over the sill. That she had not taken up the position for purposes of observation was apparent at a glance, for she kept her eyes covered with her hands. The room occupied by the girl was an inner one of a suite, to be reached only by passing through a large bedchamber adjoining. From this apartment, voices in altercation were audible, everything else in the building being so still. It was to avoid listening to these voices that the girl had left her little cot, thrown a cloak round her head and shoulders, and stretched into the night air. But she could not escape the conversation, try as she would. The words reached her in all their painfulness, one sentence in masculine tones, those of her father, being repeated many times. "I tell 'ee that there shall be no such betrothal. I tell 'ee there shan't. A child like her?" She knew the subject of dispute to be herself. A cool feminine voice, her mother's, replied, "Have done with you and be wise. He's willing to wait a good 5 or 6 years before the marriage takes place, and there's not a man in the country to compare with him." "I shall not be. He's over 30. This is wickedness."